This is a time when a lot of people like to get out and enjoy themselves and do things in the bush, and that includes riding quad bikes and other recreational machinery. They're widely used on farms as well, and we've spoken about safety with these before, and the new rules come in later on this year. Just to update us a bit, Safe Farming Tasmania Senior Health and Safety Consultant Phil John. Good afternoon, Phil.
G'day, Martin. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Now, we've spoken about this a few times in the past, but it's not just safety on farms. It's also people use quad bikes and other machines like that to just for the pure recreational value of it as well. And there'll be a bit of that going on over the weekend, no doubt. But it's just a reminder for people, I guess, if they're going to be on a quad bike this weekend, to just do the right thing and follow the rules and regulations. They're the same whether you're on the farm or in the bush.
Yeah, that's right, Martin. Look, it's that time of the year, and everyone's going to be hopefully enjoying what looks like it's going to be a ripping weekend weather-wise, so it's probably just the right time of the year now to just reinforce those key messages we all talk about and think about when we're jumping on quad bikes, side-by-sides and motorbikes as well.
And those key messages are things like not putting kids on them and double-dinking and things like that. I mean, we've seen results of what can happen with that.
Yeah, that's right. Look, and you know, obviously a lot of them, people are out enjoying them things in a recreational sense, but a lot of these recreational accidents happen on farms and on, you know, on farming grounds. So it's really, it's just, you know, we can't stress and reinforce the points enough, you know, about wearing a, you know, a properly fitting helmet. Like you said, never let kids ride an adult-sized quad bike or drive us, you know, side-by-sides for that matter. You know, don't carry passengers on a single-seat quad. Make sure, if you know, you can fit a CPD or crash protection device to the bike, and we've still got the, or WorkSafe has still got the rebate program going up until October 11 this year. If you're in a side-by-side, make sure you wear the seatbelt or the window net or shut the door. Maintain things, you know, so that they're fit to go with, and never ride them if you're affected by alcohol or drugs.
Indeed. And I'm glad you mentioned side-by-sides, because in the last couple of years there's been a real upsurge in these. For people who don't know what these are, they're basically a quad bike with a cabin, and sometimes they have a little flat tray on the back or they have just nothing on the back, and they've been very popular and people are racing them now and things like that. But even though they've got roll protection, they've got their own safety hazards, as you mentioned, and that is that if you do, unfortunately, get involved in a crash, there's a capacity for your arms to get thrown out of the vehicle and crushed, and amputations and all sorts of horrible things you don't want to think about, that, which is why you have seat belts and window nets.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why they're there. And look, these things can fall over very easily too, Martin, and the sad part of it is the majority of the fatalities nowadays with these things are that, you know, people won't wear the seat belt or they won't use the window net, and they get thrown out, and it's the, you know, it's the crash protection device that's on there to protect them in the first place, it actually, you know, gets them in the rollover situation. So, you know, the seatbelts and everything are there for a reason. They're there to protect you, and you know, we can't encourage that or highlight that enough.
Well, you had there was an inquiry into quad bike safety, which has brought the new rules into place, you know, a few years ago, and there was a horrific number of incidents and fatalities involving people on farms and recreational use of quad bikes. But are you telling me now that there's also been an upsurge in incidents involving side by sides? Because I haven't heard that.
Yeah, look, there was a push in the farms to push people towards side-by-side vehicles, and that had been going on for a while. But, yeah, look, at the end of the day, they're becoming extremely popular as well, and for good reason. They're a bit more versatile probably because, like you say, you got little trays on the back and things like that. But they still do fall over, you know. They can roll over, and as I said, you know, when they do, people, if they're not wearing a seatbelt, they get thrown out. And, you know, they're either getting seriously injured or killed by the roll frame that's there to protect them.
And the reason they're called side-by-sides, for anyone listening that doesn't know what we're talking about, is because you can actually fit two adults in them, so they're sitting side-by-side.
Yeah, that's right, that's right. And look, they're another versatile bit of gear too, because they, particularly on farms, you know, you've got the ability to be able to take gear with you, and, you know, when you go and doing work, things like fencing and so on and so on. So they're, you know, a very handy machine.
You mentioned the CPDs, crash protection devices. Now, these are going to become, I think, mandatory in October. There's already one manufacturer that's released a new model with them. There's been threats from others, I think, to not actually sell their vehicles in Australia anymore at all. But it becomes compulsory after October, doesn't it?
Yeah, any new bike, any new quad bike after October 2021, so this year, and it's utility quad bikes, so they're the types that are used on farms, and you know, they're very, very popular. So yeah, as you say, after October 11, any new or second-hand bike that's imported into Australia has to be fitted with a cross protection device.
Yeah, and that'll be regardless of whether it's going to be used on a farm or recreationally.
Yeah, and that's, you know, like at the end of the day, we've still got the rebate scheme going too, Martin. So if anyone's got a quad bike, an existing one, you know, and they're on a farm, WorkSafe have got the rebate scheme going where they'll give you up to 50% or up to $1,000 of the cost of fitting a bar tool bike back.
And they're fitted retrospectively, but that's only for farm use, not for recreational use.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, yeah. It's still a bonus for the farmers if they want to fit them on and at the end of the day. And a farm can be a dangerous place to work for so many reasons. We want to see these figures come down. Phil, I hope you have a safe and a happy Easter. We don't want to hear any incidents of people getting involved in quad bike or side-by-side accidents over Easter. And hopefully they can take some of what you've taken to heart and have a safe Easter as well.
Yeah, thanks, Martin, and same to you and your listeners. And we just want everyone to go and enjoy the Easter break, have a good time, enjoy the rest of the good weather before winter kicks in, and take it easy on those things and enjoy.
Good on you, Phil. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Martin. You're welcome.